Welcome back to He Leadeth Me, a spiritual formation podcast for FOCUS staff, students, and friends. I'm Jessica, FOCUS's Manager of Spiritual Formation, and I'm here today with Father John Israti, one of our national chaplains. Thanks for joining us, Father.
Thank you, Jess. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you.
I wanted to talk with you today about spiritual direction, and particularly spiritual direction for souls who are a little bit farther along on their spiritual journey and want to go deeper in spiritual direction. I was reading the autobiography of St. Teresa of Avila recently, and it's interesting to me how she talks about, in the very beginning of her spiritual life, she had a series of spiritual directors who were not helpful to her. Some of them should not have been offering spiritual direction, and I think others she just didn't connect with. But that was really a trial for her because she recognized her need for spiritual direction. And then she finally found St. Peter of Alcantara. And I want to read just an excerpt here of her autobiography when she finally meets Father Peter. She says, "I was able, therefore, to reveal my soul to Father Peter without duplicity or concealment. Almost from the beginning, I saw that, out of his own experience, he understood me. And that was all I needed, for I did not understand myself then as I do now, and I could not describe what I was experiencing. Just then, I needed someone who had gone through it all himself, for such a person alone could understand me and interpret my experiences. He enlightened me wonderfully about them." And so that just shows how much St. Teresa of Avila needed somebody who understood the spiritual life and understood her own experiences.
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head, actually, St. Teresa did. But, you know, I think it's very interesting what you are saying because, it's very well known that St. Teresa suffered a lot with her previous or her first spiritual directors because, as you said and she says, they didn't understand her. That is something very important. Because, I mean, the main thing you want in a director is that the director understands you. So it is interesting because she suffered a lot, and in her autobiography, I think, or Way of Perfection, I don't remember now, where she says, when somebody is looking for a director, she says, try to find a director that is holy and learned. And she's very insistent in that. But then she says, if you can't find a director that is holy and learned, go with one that is learned, she said. That is very interesting because, I mean, our first reaction would be, well, I want a holy one. Yeah, but a holy person doesn't mean per se that they will be good directors. There were many holy priests and religious at her time, but not many of them were ready for direction, as you well said at the beginning. So, you know, I would say that when you want to find a director, you want somebody who understands what spiritual direction is. And also, the person goes through direction him or herself. They know through experience what it means to be directed so that they can also direct. And usually, obviously, any spiritual director who is trained in direction also has direction him or herself.
I didn't know that Teresa of Avila said that. That's kind of counterintuitive for me because I would have thought that, of course, she would go for the person who's holy. But just because somebody is holy doesn't mean that they can interpret even their own experiences or that they know enough about the spiritual life to guide someone else.
Well, actually, St. Teresa, with her whole holiness, she couldn't understand what was going on in her life. So that is why she had all these directors. And it is interesting because after St. Peter, she had another director who was a Carmelite, and she was canonized, and he was not. Okay, so, I mean, I'm not, maybe he was very holy, I don't know about that, but, I mean, he was very, very good to her, and she mentions that a lot, because he helped her a lot, and he was the one who led her and guided her, and eventually, with the grace of God, she became the saint and the doctor of the church that we know.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of our missionaries and some of our students and even just a lot of holy people can identify with how Teresa of Avila felt in the beginning when she's going through a series of different directors and nobody is really able to help her. I get feedback, especially from missionaries sometimes, that they don't see the point of going to spiritual direction because they're just not getting that much out of it. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think that sometimes people go to direction and they want to see the fruit immediately. healthy. And even though St. Teresa mentions that she went to several priests for direction, it is not that she went for only one or two times and then she got tired and changed. She opened her soul to those people. And after a while, she realized that they were not helping her, mainly, again, because they didn't understand what she was going through, especially with all the revelations that she had in her life and everything. But I think that in our case, our missionaries or students, it's very easy to get tired very quickly, and that is a big risk, because direction takes time. And Teresa says very clearly that when she found St. Peter, she was able to open her soul without duplicity. And that is something that we have to always do. If we want to judge whether this director is a fit or not, we need to be very open. We have to trust from the very beginning and give them some time to get to know us and to see if they understand us. But we cannot just understand that immediately, the first or second meeting. Oh no, they don't understand me, I don't like them, so I will switch. Because God needs to show himself through this person, and that needs time.
You know, I actually got a question from one of our listeners recently, which is what inspired me to do this episode. She wrote to me saying that she's been seeing the same priest for spiritual direction, I think at least for a year, maybe for a couple years. And she's gotten to a point where she feels like she's no longer growing. And she's wondering, how do you know when and if you should break up with your spiritual director? So how would you respond to that, Father?
That is an awesome question. I would say this. First, be careful with that that statement, I'm not growing. Because when a person grows or goes deeper in spiritual life, the growth is not seen so easily. At the very beginning, when there is big change, you can see the growth. I mean, if you don't pray and you start praying your holy hour, if you never go to Mass and now you go to a daily Mass, if you don't pray the rosary and now you pray the rosary, you see a change. It's very, very clear, not only in the things you do, but also how those things obviously affect your spiritual life. I mean, you kind of experience very clearly the work of God. But eventually, you don't experience that. It's like, you know, our physical growth. You see children growing, and when I see my nephew and my niece when I go to Argentina, I am amazed at how much they grow in a few months span, okay? Because they're young. So when you're young, the growth is shown much more clearly and faster. But as you are older, you don't see that. And the example I usually give is even ourselves, when we look at ourselves in the mirror every morning, when we have to come or shame in the case of men, you know, you see yourself every day in the mirror and you don't see that you are, quote unquote, aging. You're getting older. But then maybe you see a picture or a video of yourself a year before or 2 years before and you're amazed at how much you, quote unquote, aged. And you don't see that day by day because it's almost something that you cannot perceive. Well, the same happens in the spiritual life. When you're younger, you see the growth. But as you grow older and more experienced in your spiritual life, you don't see the growth every single day. But I would say if you stop and you look back 1 year before or two, you will see how much you have changed. And I think that is the perspective that we need when we speak about spiritual direction. Because many times, you know, the meetings with the director will be kind of the same. We talk about the same situations, the same experiences, and it seems that we are not growing, but we don't go to direction just to see the growth. We go there to be led so that we may continue to walk on the path that leads us to holiness.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you don't see your own growth, but other people can see it. And one of the things that I've noticed is that when people are thinking about changing directors, which is a really big decision for your spiritual life, they don't tend to talk to their spiritual director about it. They're afraid that they'll hurt their feelings. So, confession. When I was seeing a new spiritual director, you know, I've had several, and one of them I just never really felt like I connected with. And I think it was about a year's time, a new priest moved to my area, and I felt like I really connected well with him. And so I asked him to be my spiritual director. And then I didn't know how to break up with the other one, and so I double-fisted for about 6 months and saw both of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I look back on that, and I'm like, wow, I should have just told him right away. But, you know, it's hard. It's a big decision, and even if you're thinking about switching directors, you should talk to your current director about that.
Absolutely. You know, I had both experiences in the sense people who come to me and say, oh, Father John, I'm seeing this particular person for direction, but I would like to go to you. And my response is, first, talk to your current director. I mean, I'm open, I'm happy to help, but first, talk to your current director. And also, I had the other experience, people coming and saying, Father John, I decided that we'll change my director. I talked to this priest already, and he will take me on. I said, okay. I mean, people are free, and I wouldn't say that my feelings are hurt. We are serving the people, so our goal is to serve people and to help them go to heaven. So, I mean, if you find a better fit, praise God, that is awesome. But I would suggest, as you say, Jessica, always talk to your current director first and explain to them why you think you want to change. Sometimes it is because it is not a fit, but sometimes it is because God wants a different person because you have a different aspect of your life you want to work on. I remember when I was back in Argentina several years ago, I was seeing several people in direction, and one of the, there was a young man I was giving direction to for, I think I had been giving direction for a couple of years, and I was being transferred to another house. So I told him, you know, I'm leaving, so now you have to have another director, and I suggested a couple of priests of the order that I knew. And I was joking with him, and, oh, they will keep you straight now, they will be much better. I mean, I was joking, and he said, you know, Father John, I changed directors many times in my life because religious come and go, and I was forced to change directors. And God always gave me the director that I needed at that time. And that is very important. That is a vision of faith. So I think that we have to understand that also. I mean, there's nothing wrong with changing directors. It happens. It is something common. But it shouldn't be just because I don't think I'm growing, or I'm not growing, I would say. There should be a conversation about it.
Yeah, and that young man's statement there is really an example of spiritual maturity.
Absolutely, yeah. Now he's married with 5 kids, and I always remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So just practically, how long would you say that somebody should kind of give spiritual direction a try with a certain director before they decide this just doesn't feel like a fit?
You know, that's a tricky question. I don't want to say, this particular amount of time, but because you see your director usually once a month, I would say try for 4 encounters at least.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, you know, the first encounter is just, who are you? What's your life like? What do you do? And you open up, and then little by little, you know, the director starts to know you. But remember this, the knowledge that you want is not just the knowledge of, well, you do this, you do that. It's the knowledge of who you are and how God is working in your soul. And you, as a director, you don't understand that or get to know that on the first meeting.
Yeah,
it's impossible because the first meeting is just a first meeting. So I would say be patient and be merciful with a director who needs time to get to know you. So I would say at least, give it a try for 4 encounters. But again, it's very prudential. I think that should be an open conversation with the director.
Yeah, I always tell people, give it a few months and then tell the director up front, in a couple months, we're going to have a DTR, and we're just going to see if I feel like this is a fit and you feel like it's a fit. So nobody's surprised, and that's just a good idea when you're starting direction with a brand new person. We're going to try this, and then we're going to have a conversation about whether or not we both think it's a fit.
Yeah, I mean, and if it is not a fit, there's nothing wrong with that. It could happen. I mean, this is absolutely normal.
So let's shift gears here. And let's talk about, what is your advice for somebody who has been in spiritual direction maybe for a few years and they've got the same director, it's a good relationship, but they want to know what they can do to go deeper?
Well, I would say that first, that is something you want to tell the director. Many times we directors just work with what we are told, okay? So unless you are kind of a Padre Pio who reads souls. I don't, so I don't know. But, I mean, you work with what you are told. So many times, you are stuck in a certain place because the person doesn't go deeper, because the person doesn't say more. So I think that is something that you should tell your director to see if they have any advice for you to go deeper. And then a temptation is just to share with the director, this is what happened in the past months. And you should go deeper yourself. This is what is going on in prayer. So I think one of the ways for us to go deeper is to pay more attention to what is happening in our spiritual life, in prayer, in the life of virtue, the challenges that I'm experiencing if I want to grow and be more like Christ. And those things are topics of conversation with your spiritual director. The director can ask questions, we usually do, but again, we are kind of constrained by what the person says. So I think if you think that you have to go deeper, well, that is something you should bring up with your director. Say, father or sister or Mr. or Mrs. or whoever the director is, say, you know, I think that I would like to go deeper. Any advice? And you will be surprised because they will give you very good advice to go deeper in your spiritual life and obviously in your direction.
Now, I think that what you said in there, that's huge about not just talking about what's happened the past month, because usually people see their directors once a month and they have a friendship. And so part of it, you can kind of feel like I'm catching this person up on what's happened in my life the past month. But spiritual direction is more than a friendship, and it's different than counseling. What you should be talking about are the movements of your heart during prayer. And I know so many people who just go through the events of what's happened in the past month, rather than talking about, in the past month, here's what's been going on in my prayer. Here was my consolation and desolation. Here's why I felt like God was speaking to me. Sometimes when I offer spiritual direction and it seems like somebody's just catching me up on all the details of life, I'll just keep coming back to everything they say and, did you pray about that? How did you feel like God was speaking to you? Because I don't want to know the events. I want to know how they're affecting the person's relationship with God.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I would say, yes, also something that you mentioned in passing, but I think is very essential, is the friendship thing. It is true that there's a friendship that develops between the director and the directee, but it is a spiritual friendship. It is not the friendship that you have with your buddies you go get a drink with, for example. I mean, it doesn't mean that you cannot get a drink with your director. I mean, I'm not saying, not in direction for sure, but what I want to say is you have to make sure that that friendship, that relationship continues to be spiritual. Otherwise, if it becomes very natural, very human, there's nothing wrong in the relationship, but it will be way more difficult to go deeper. You know, the director is a director, somebody who leads, somebody who guides you in your spiritual life. So you want to see the person as a person who has this authority to say, yeah, I mean, I see that you can do this or that. And that is why you want to tell them what is going on in the depths of your heart, in your prayer, and also in your efforts to imitate Christ, how you are receiving God's grace in your life. What are the opportunities that you see in your life to practice virtue and be more Christ-like, whether it is a virtue of patience or charity or gentleness, whatever virtue you want to grow in. You have to be very candid and very open and to say, you know, I failed because of this or that. And that implies that you see the director as somebody who is in a position of guidance and leadership. As a friend also, but always a friend that it's more in the spiritual realm.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, this person is a friend, but if you want to go deeper in your spiritual direction, you have to always remember that this is a spiritual friendship.
Yeah, otherwise the conversation would be very natural. Natural in the sense human. Again, there's nothing wrong, but that would not be spiritual direction. It will be just catching up, and that is all what you want.
Now, Father, I remember you giving advice on spiritual direction before, and one of those pieces of advice was to always prepare for your spiritual direction. How do you recommend that people prepare?
Great point. Yeah, you know, as we are talking about, what are the points you want to talk about in spiritual direction? First and foremost, your prayer, your divine intimacy. What is going on in your prayer? First, if you are praying, and second, what is happening? If you have consolation, desolation, or nothing, maybe nothing, or dryness, or the things that the Lord may have told you, you know. It doesn't mean that you have to read your journal to your director because it could be very long. It means these are the bullet points, the most important things that happened in my prayer during the past month. And sometimes the director will say, that is great. Sometimes the director will say, well, maybe you want to pay attention to this aspect to see what it means for you. And just will see your prayer from the outside and will help you pay attention to aspects of your prayer that maybe you want to pay attention to. But also it's about your life like Christ. So all of us have defects to uproot and virtues to plant in our lives, all of us. And that is something you want to talk about with your director. So first of all, which are the things that you want to improve in, and then what you are doing for that or what you are not doing for that. And then to ask for the advice. He said, well, what are the ways in which I can be more like Jesus? Now, that implies preparation. If you go to your meeting with the director and you have no idea what you will talk about, of course the director will ask questions, but it will not be as good as if you pray about your direction before, you think about it, you ask the Holy Spirit to bring up those topics that you want to talk about, because in the end, the ultimate director is always the Holy Spirit. The human director is a means for the Spirit to use him or her to guide you in your journey towards holiness.
And with the different directees you've had, how do you notice differences in spiritual direction between somebody who has prepared and somebody who hasn't?
Well, I mean, you notice that immediately, because those who are prepared, they come with, just a piece of paper with their notes, and they say, I want to talk about this or that. And something very interesting that I always notice is that those bullet points lead to other things, which shows that the Holy Spirit is present. So you say, well, I want to talk about this or that, and usually I ask a question, or then the person remembers something else. So that shows the action of the Holy Spirit. People who don't come prepared, they just sit and look at you, and they say, well, you ask, how was your prayer? Good. And what did you do? Nothing. And are you getting better at your work? Yes. And it's those questions, monosyllables, that you receive, and you can tell that the person hasn't prayed about their lives, the person hasn't prepared the direction. Again, we are always there to serve, and we will try to make the most of direction, but it becomes way more difficult, and obviously it will not be as profitable.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, one of the pieces of advice that I have for people, which maybe you'll disagree with a little bit, is that I think to grow in spiritual direction, you need to have skin in the game. And so what I do as part of my preparation for spiritual direction is I make a donation to the seminary, because my spiritual director is at the seminary. And I'm not paying for spiritual direction. My director does not accept a fee. But what I'm trying to do is make an offering to God, saying, I want to give something up. I want to make a sacrifice, because this is really important to me. And so I want to make an offering to you to give my money to you so that I can support the things that are important to you, God. And so I recommend that people make offerings. And sometimes I think that could look like paying a spiritual director. Like if your director is a layperson, I don't encourage people to think of it as paying them. It's different than paying a counselor or something like that. But it can help them because they are living in the world. They need to support themselves. But I think that it helps people to make a sacrifice for spiritual direction. And it sometimes helps the director.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't say that I disagree. I don't charge for direction. Obviously, it's part of my vocation. It's part of my priesthood. And since I became a priest, spiritual direction has always been a big part of my ministry. But obviously, I am a religious priest, and people make donations to the order many times. And that is how I live. The order just gives me anything that I need. But I get your point, and I agree with you. It's very similar to the stipend for a mass, intention, for example. We don't pay for the mass. How can you pay for a mass? The mass is a sacrifice of Christ on the cross. But you unite yourself to the offering of the priest by offering not only yourself spiritually at the mass, but also by offering something material. So that's why we don't say the mass costs this. If we had to be fair, the value of the mass is infinite. So all the money and gold and silver and jewels in the world will not be enough to pay, quote-unquote, for one mass. So, it's what we call a stipend to say, well, it's a way to, the priest gives, himself to the people and offers the mass, and then you unite yourself to the offering. Actually, that goes back to the book of Exodus, when even Genesis, you see in scripture how God very clearly says that the Levites don't have a portion. They receive from the other tribes, okay? They don't have part of the inheritance because God is their inheritance. So they will receive what other people give them. So the same happens in the church. And in an analogous way, the same happens with spiritual directors. Now, there are some lay people who are directors, and they give their talents and their time So it's a very good way to show this that we value them by making a donation. Again, you're not paying for direction. Technically speaking, we call it a stipend. And I think, as you say, for lay people, I mean, they have to support themselves. For priests or religious, you can make a donation to the order or to the seminary as you do, or to the church. You know, it's a way to unite yourself to the mission of the church.
Yeah, well, and you know, it seems to me that people put their money where they want to grow. And so they don't think it's a big deal to pay a personal trainer at the gym to help them grow in fitness. Or maybe they take classes to grow intellectually, things like that. And yet they don't often make an offering or offer some kind of payment for spiritual direction. And I think on a human level, the result of that is that we just tend to think that it's easier to cancel spiritual direction. But we wouldn't cancel our counseling appointment because then we might have to pay a fee or something like that.
You know, that is so wise. I mean, I never thought about it, but it's true. You know, I share with the missionaries, I go to our gym twice a week and I have to pay for every time that I go because it's a class. And if I don't go, I just lose it. I mean, it's 8 classes a month, and if I go to 6, I lose 2. So that forces me to go, actually. Working out is very good, but it's not my favorite thing, I would say. I have to be open and vulnerable with our listeners here. But, you know, sometimes I go back home after a long day in the office, you know, here in Denver, you know, it gets dark pretty early. So it's 4:30 and it's already dark and you're at home. I mean, it's 20 degrees out there and you say, oh my gosh, I want to stay home with a cup of coffee. And you say, today is my gym day. But because I paid, I go. And then I have to tell you, I feel so great because in the end, it's good for my body. Well, we're talking about the soul here, so it's even more important. So, I mean, I think you're making a good point. I never thought about it. Again, I don't charge, so it's something that is beyond my thoughts usually, but the way you presented it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's personal accountability right there. If you pay for something, you're going to do it. And in my weakness, I need that personal accountability. So do you have any other advice for how somebody can go deeper in spiritual direction?
You know, first and foremost, ask the Holy Spirit, because what is spiritual direction is just a way to help us grow in holiness. And holiness is a grace. We don't become holy on our own. It's God the one who sanctifies us. He wants our cooperation, and that is why we pray, we practice virtue and all the things we do, but in the end, the one who makes us holy is God himself. So we want to go deeper, we need to ask God for that grace. That is the first thing to do. Otherwise, we can fall into this self-reliance of, well, I will do it. I will go deeper. Ask God for the grace, and you can be assured that will happen. But because he wants our cooperation, I would go back to what we said, just prepare your direction and talk to the director about it, because they may give you some advice, things that you can keep in mind when you prepare your direction so that you can go deeper.
Yeah, my last piece of direction would be to make a resolution after direction. Just like you have to prepare beforehand, you have to do something afterwards. So often in direction, I think people come and we have a nice long conversation about all of the things, and then they leave. We talked about so much. They don't make a resolution. They kind of forget what we talked about. And then the next time they come to direction, I remember. And I'm wondering, okay, did you pray with the things that I told you to pray about? What did you do to grow in such and such virtue? And they'll have a completely different list of things that they want to talk about because they didn't pray with anything or work on anything from the past session. And so I think that, you know, just like the parable of the sower, if you don't let the seed take root, then the birds are going to come and gobble it up. And so in your spiritual life, you need to make resolutions so that those good intentions will take root in your spiritual life and those graces will really start to grow.
Yeah, many times I tell my directees, well, I will give you some homework and bring this up in our next meeting. You know, I would say that usually, I mean, I remember, but many times I don't. There are so many people that we see in direction, so it's so that you remember everything that people say. When you're reminded, of course, you remember, but it doesn't mean that, oh, the person came and I remember what I talked about last time we met. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. So that is why I always tell my directees, well, here's your homework, and besides whether you have homework or not, next time remind me of this conversation so that we can continue talking about this.
Yeah, I want to return to that story that you talked about with that young man who said, I always get the director that I need. I think this is a good closing story, where the main thing that we can do to grow in spiritual direction, to go deeper, is to have faith that God is at work, and it's not dependent on the personality of the director, and it's not dependent on me learning the best methods so that I can make sure that I go deeper in spiritual direction. It's primarily about having faith that God is at work. And returning to St. Teresa of Avila, St. Teresa of Avila's spiritual directors included St. John of the Cross, St. Francis Borgia, and St. Peter of Alcantara. Now, I think my current director really is a saint, but for a lot of us, our directors are not quite saints yet, and yet we can still get a ton of fruit out of spiritual direction, and we can still go deeper in it as long as we believe that God is at work.
Yeah, man, I'm so happy that you can say that your director is a saint. My directees, guys, I'm sorry, I'm not. But anyway, I'm trying, I can say. But as you say, in the end, God is the ultimate director, the Holy Spirit. We are just instruments. We do our best. We try to be faithful. But even with people who are not as faithful, God can do wonders. So trust in God. He is the one who is leading you towards heaven and in this journey for holiness.
Well, thanks for taking time to talk about this today, Father. Could we close with a blessing?
Of course. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for this time that we had together and for the gift of all the directors that you give us in the world to lead us to holiness. We ask you to bless them and to bless everyone who is now listening so that they can open their hearts to the direction of your Holy Spirit. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, everyone, for listening.